Finally get to see a whole lot of sun. I love it.
Yeah, finally. I think the cat up here, Henry, was pretty excited about laying in the sun this morning. Well, we do have community conversation number two brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Do the honors, Kay Winkleman. Who do you have sitting next to you?
Well, you know, volunteering is a very important part of any community. And so we're here to talk with Mark Wicks, Chamber Director, and McKenna Lloyd, the Director of the Floyd County Museum. Lots of volunteer opportunities coming up. Who starts with this?
Well, April is National Volunteer Awareness Month, so in that light, we have a lot of volunteer things coming up. Tomorrow, Thursday, though, we're going to start with Chamber's going to host a new residence open house from 2 to 6 p.m. We invite any new residents in the area in the last year or two to stop by, find out more about the community they live in now. We can talk to them about their interest groups and try to hook them up with networking there, and we'll have refreshments. And if people are interested in a community tour or a walking tour, we will sign up and look at doing that at a later date. But they can always come to the chamber at any time, but we're just going to kind of have a focused effort tomorrow. But then Friday's all about volunteers, so that's why McKenna and I are here. Friday morning will be our annual community volunteer recognition event. It'll be held at the community center, formerly senior center. At 7:30 a.m. the doors will open with a light breakfast, and from 8 to 9 we're going to have a program in which all the nonprofits and schools in town, or a lot of them, will be honoring their top volunteers for this past year. And we'll culminate it with the announcement of the Person of the Year, Charles City's Person of the Year. We'll have the mayor has a Hometown Hero Award, and we'll also announce the Main Street Charles City Volunteer of the Year. So we really encourage the public to turn out. It's a free event. Again, we'll have a light breakfast for you. It's just a great way to show appreciation to the special volunteers who make our community unique and get a lot of things done that otherwise wouldn't get done in Charles City or anywhere else. And then that afternoon, McKenna's going to tell you about what's coming up at the Zaster Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've mentioned this before, but we have our volunteer fair coming up on Friday at the library in the Zaster Room. That's from 3 to 5, and a bunch of local nonprofits are going to be there. I'll just name them all for you so you're aware. The Caroline Chapman Cat House is going to be there, the Charles City Arts Center, Charles City Chamber, Charles City Community Fund, Charles City Whitewater, the Chautauqua Guest Homes, City Improvement Association, Floyd County Medical Center Auxiliary, Floyd County Fair, Floyd County Museum, that's me, Fossil and Prairie Park Preserve, the Foster Grandparent Program, Main Street Charles City, Northeast Iowa Food Bank, and PAWS Humane Society. So there are 15 nonprofits all coming, and everyone will basically have a table set up with different literature and sign-up sheets and stuff like that available for people to come through and check out and sign up. So if you're not sure what kind of volunteering sounds interesting, you'll certainly have a huge variety of people to talk to and kind of get acquainted with their different organizations. So you can come out for that and find out more and get signed up and just... You know, it's a good way to be involved in the community and giving back and all of that. So it should be good, and we're hoping we have a good turnout. But yeah, Zaster Room at the library 3 to 5 on Friday, which is April 12th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you do have a Facebook page dedicated to those events. Mm-hmm. You can just go to facebook.com and search for the Volunteer Fair Charles City. Awesome.
And volunteering, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. It's intended to be fun too, something you're interested in, but it could be as much as, you know, as little as an hour or two a month to getting involved in a regular group, or even, you know, working your way up to a committee or a board. There's so many different ways to get involved and meet so many people you might otherwise not meet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can find your opportunity this coming Friday at the Charles City Library. Thank you very much, you two, for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. It's 8:29 with Cool and the Gang on KCHA. Morning.